This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
What's up? How are we?
Who'd you get one on Friday?
Shut up.
This is the second time we recorded this.
And she started the other one the exact same way.
It will not be disclosed, I'm afraid.
No, it
sorry.
Will not be.
Private business. Dave's private business. Such a tease. That's unfair on people to Dave.
Not, they won't know.
They won't know. Yeah. Mary.
No!
You won't know. It was fun for me to learn, though.
Yeah. Good weekend for you. Did you get the shift?
I did get the shift, yeah, but I get it every weekend, you know.
Just once a weekend. It's time for your weekly shift, Ashley.
Every Friday at 6.
Pucker up. Pucker up.
When he finishes. When he finally finishes for the week.
Laptop closes.
Put my lipstick
and then,
on. Yo, do you know what? I'll tell you something kind of gross. I was in a hoop on Friday.
Go on.
When I woke up on Friday morning, I kind of felt like I needed to get sick. Last Friday, but I came into the show like a trooper and I did the show, and I also had been out the night before. I went for dinner with my friends and I had two drinks and I had put up video of the wine.
You did say it was the food or something.
I was kind of afraid that you would think I was just hungover if I didn't come in. So
also, if that happens, I don't care.
I know you don't.
Like, honestly, do it.
Yeah, no, I was fine though, and I kind of was like, oh, look, anyway. But I got home from work and I went for a nap and then I woke up and I fucking felt so bad. I literally was like, my stomach was like churning.
This is on Friday.
Yeah, and then I got like aches and pains all up my back and chills. Like I was getting like a fever. Do you know sometimes when you food poisoning though, you get like achy and fevery and stuff? And I wasn't like getting sick, or I wasn't able to get sick or the other. And I was just in bits.
Not good.
No, and I actually, my friend was home from London and she was supposed to stay over that night and I had to bail on her.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was like that bad. I never bail.
What was the food you had?
I had crab.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's actually not the first time I've heard of someone.
Yeah, Alex once had crab and he was in a hoop.
Really?
Yeah, shellfish I think is dodgy, so I'm not going for crab again. Callum's giggling or something.
I love shellfish.
There's just two things going in my mind. Well, three things. First of all, I enjoy the fact of Dave being like, I don't care, you call in sick and do whatever you want. When this man, he gets so anxious about ever calling in sick.
Yeah, you do.
So anxious about it.
But you're happy to willy-nilly say, oh, just ring in sick, hey, you'll be fine. Whereas internally, you hate that.
No, I'm more like, so I know you have two other points to make. But,
very quickly.
Very quickly, I will say is that when I add in sick, I'm like, no, God, Jesus, Ashley and Emma will have so much work on. I better come in. And then when it's the other way, I'm like, it's actually grand. Fine. When you call in sick, I'm like, that's fine.
Oh yeah, I'm also a big one to be like, don't be coming in if you're sick. Yeah. But like, I was fine, and during the show, I was actually grand.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
No, I was fine.
Secondly, I was laughing at just the word crab. It's just a funny word.
Crab, yeah.
And what was the third thing?
In a hoop.
No, I can't remember the third thing now because Dave spoke too much about being on holiday. And
Dave had the right of reply.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come back to you on Monday.
Was it something about shellfish?
Shellfish. Oh, yeah, just don't be shellfish.
Don't be shellfish.
But anyway, yeah, I actually ended up watching Groundhog Day then that night.
Did you?
Fucking great film.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's a brilliant film and it's leaving Netflix on the 31st of July. That's why I watched it.
Might be on now.
It said leaving soon. Oh, might be on now. It's kind of one of those ones that's on now, isn't it?
Because on the actual Groundhog Day, Sky Comedy just show Groundhog Day over and over again.
That's genius.
Groundhog Day is obviously
very clever.
Reliving the same.
It's a really good film. Very funny.
That's very good.
It's an obvious thing to say. It's a classic.
TikTok of a film that was like that as well. But it was like another Groundhog Day or whatever. Where I have no idea who was in it though. I have no idea what it was called. No information for you whatsoever. hope you enjoyed.
If you know what film Dave is talking about.
Oh, what is it? I do. I feel like
I'm going to watch that tonight.
It's like a Groundhog Day style, but I feel like Andy Samberg is in it.
Live the same day over and over film.
Palm Springs. Hopes or something. Yes. Palm Springs.
Andy Samberg.
Palm Springs.
Christine Milioti, which is.
Is she the mother from How I Met Your Mother?
Maybe, but she's also in something. Yeah, she is in How I Met Your Mother. She's in The Wolf of Wall
Street. Oh, yeah, I recognise her.
Black Mirror. She plays someone in Black Mirror. I don't know.
J.K. Simmons. He's the guy in Whiplash.
So, yeah, that was
I've not seen it,
guy.
But apparently it's meant to be quite good.
It looked interesting.
Oh, it didn't do very well. It had a budget of 5 million and took it box office of 1.5 million.
Oh, yeah, but
box office flop.
How did it do on reviews?
It's not bad. It just robbed the whole concept from Groundhog
critical
Day.
Critical response was met with critical acclaim. Yeah, 94%.
Fuck off!
Wait,
on
what?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my God.
Was it released in the...
95% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, maybe it was a COVID thing.
I've put in Palm Springs and the city in California comes up 42 degrees in Palm Springs today.
Nice.
Fuck. That's hot.
It right, I'm going home thing. To watch that.
That's so amazing. Am I.
Okay. Are we finished on Palm Springs?
I think we're finished on all of it.
Okay. Yeah, it was released on Hulu in the States, so that's probably why it didn't do very well in the box office.
I wonder why I'd be able to
wasn't
it.
Really in the cinemas.
Okay, I'll go see and see if I can find it somewhere. Okay, good luck. We'll
don't eat
tomorrow.
Crab.
Don't eat crab. Bye. Let's go.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Good morning. Just myself and Ashford this morning.
Good morning.
Emma back tomorrow. She on Whiddy Island.
She on Whiddy.
Yeah, on Whiddy.
She had lovely weather on Whiddy after
she
all
really
that.
She did, yeah. And did you see where she washed the mash?
In a
tiny
pub,
little pub.
Yes.
A tiny, tiny little pub.
Off the coast of Cork.
And it seemed like the entire population of the island were in the pub watching it.
I'd say she was like, Cork runs through my blood in that moment. Yeah.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
But yeah, it was so match, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I don't even watch hurling that much, but that was the best thing I've ever seen. Some fella was like on Twitter was saying, yeah, because it was on BBC Two or something.
Yes, it was, yeah. Across and, all of the UK.
And some fella was in Wales and he was like, I don't even know what I'm watching, but it's the best thing I've ever watched.
Yeah, I saw that and loads of people were like, this is the best sport in the whole world.
So, so good.
Yeah.
It was absolutely phenomenal.
I saw someone being like, it's a mix of rugby, wrestling, cricket, football, and like everything, basically.
It is. It's a mix of everything. I was asking my friend who's like mad into like GAA, right?
Yeah.
And I said, would they not have a bit of money to pay the players? He's like, no, we don't want it to be a professional sport.
That's kind of the whole point, isn't it?
And I was like, all right, okay, fair enough. What if we went international? He's like, why would we want that? It's our thing.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, never mind.
Okay, maybe ask the players. They might like a few bumps. The poor lads battered today, like,
yeah.
No money to go fix their bruises.
I'm sure they're fine. They have their old BMWs and things like that.
Yeah, they do. They have their physios, you know, the club physios. But yeah, it was very exciting. I watched like some of it in the pub and then we went to a different pub that didn't have a telly, but I kind of just followed it online.
What kind of pub on All-Ireland Final Hurling Day doesn't have a TV?
I'll tell you what pub. The smallest pub in Dublin I went to.
Oh, the
called
one.
Called the Dawson Lounge.
Oh, you went to the Dawson Lounge.
Oh my God, what a great little pub.
Oh my God.
I've never been there before.
I've never been there. I thought that was quite exclusive.
I just walked down.
No way.
If you can find the door.
You have to go downstairs, don't you?
Yeah, it's a tiny door. Go down, tiny little room. It was very cool.
That is deadly.
Yeah, it was class. And it had Wi-Fi, so I was able to check the score.
Amazing. What a weekend.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, crazy. There's been a good bit of news about And Just Like That recently. We were talking about it last week.
What one was that?
And Just Like That is the sequel to Sex and the City.
Yes, that
obviously.
One.
Yeah, both of which you can stream with a Now Entertainment membership. And Emma was telling us last week that there was rumours that Kim Cattrall, who played Samantha Jones, was going to be making a comeback in the upcoming season 3 of And Just Like That.
Okay.
There's like beef between her and Sarah Jessica Parker. Remember we were chatting about that? And
yes, I do remember.
You were asking why there was beef and
I was kind of
nobody
just asking
knew.
Like, I was kind of asking like who's the evil one?
Oh,
who's the villain in the real beef? Do you know what I mean? But I suppose as Emma said, kind of it depends on which side you're on.
Yes, yeah. I think there's probably Team Sam and Team Carrie, but I think it was about money back in the day. Sarah Jessica Parker was paid more than her and she's probably miffed. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But Kim Cattrall has just completely shut down all of those rumours just overnight by simply saying, oh, that's so kind, but I'm not.
Oh.
So she's not coming into the third season.
Stop.
End of story. No Kim Cattrall.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, but something much funnier was going on over the weekend with regards to And Just Like That season 3. So people in New York, somebody, nobody knows who, like a Banksy-like character almost,
okay,
put up these fake filming notices all around New York City for And Just Like That.
No.
Did you see these? No. So they looked very legitimate. It was like a sheet of paper in different colours. They can kind of often be in like luminous colours, I think.
Okay.
And it said filming notice across the top. Then it said, If present in this area, you may be filmed / included in the production. This does not affect parking. So it was all very official. I'd say they got the template of a real filming notice.
Yeah.
And they put them up in different places, right? But they had...
Most filming notices probably wouldn't have what they're filming on the film notice, would they?
I wonder. Yeah. Sometimes maybe, but yeah, I'd say a lot of the time they can be quite vague.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to cause a big stir.
Like, exactly.
Have everybody come down. Well, anyway, this one... said like the shoot date and time. It did say the project name, so that could have been the first clue that yes. It wasn't real. So it said, and just like that, the location manager was Next Tuesday Productions, so that might have been a cheeky joke.
Is it?
I think.
Okay, Emma would probably know.
Maybe. Under the heading project details then, they had these, which definitely wouldn't be in on a filming notice.
Yeah, why would they give details if they don't have to?
They had these fake plot lines of And Just Like That. So for Carrie Bradshaw and the girls, this obviously confirms that they were jokes, but the plot lines were really funny. Okay, so one of the fake plot lines that was on this fake filming notice said, after getting hit by a city bike, Carrie retains Fletcher Reed, aka Jim Carrey from the film Liar Liar, as her lawyer. so specific.
Very
Such
specific.
A stretch. Yeah, yeah.
So they're in the same universe, Liar Liar, the Jim Carrey from Liar Liar and
exactly.
Carrie Bradshaw. Cool.
Yeah. This next one was very strange. Science lab montage of Carrie attempting to bring a clone of herself to life. The clone wakes and instinctively devours Carrie, who offers herself willingly. So strange.
It's very strange. Yeah. I love it though.
I know, me too. Another one was, again, so weird. At brunch with the girls, Carrie reveals that she is Garfield the cat. So weird.
I would watch this show if it was like this.
I want to know who sat down like with their friends and was like, well, we're writing this one.
Yeah, that is a very you thing to do, I
feel. It really is. Or maybe it was a local radio station, because it's a very us thing to do.
It is. That is a very us thing to do.
My favourite one then was Carrie goes on a bad date with Mr. Bean and then accidentally sends him a nude.
Oh my god.
So funny. I can't believe these are the first people I've ever seen do this.
Mr. Bean is very English though, not American.
Very true. I wonder, was Mr. Bean big in America?
I don't think he was at all. I wouldn't imagine so.
Yes. So
there you go.
Okay.
There's a clue.
We've narrowed it down to what the population of the UK is.
I like
perhaps.
The thought. I like the thought of doing our own filming notice in town.
I love that idea.
Do you know what I mean? Like something. Yeah, like new season of Love Hate or something.
Yeah, or like if we know that a show is filming in Dublin, like yes. A big American show, we could put up...
Wednesday.
Is that filming in Dublin?
I'm pretty sure it is. Wednesday is... And what's that one, the real raunchy one on Now? You can stream it on Now Entertainment Membership. Do you know that one I'm talking about? The one where they're all in school and Sydney Sweeney's in it and Zendaya's in it.
Euphoria. Euphoria, yeah, yes.
They're also filming
in... They were filming in Dublin as well, yeah.
So there you go.
Okay. We're onto something here.
We really are.
Don't trust any filming notices you may see in the next few weeks.
Don't spoil it on us.
No, don't tell anyone. That wasn't us.
I got a notification on my phone yesterday that I thought, right, well, I have to bring this to the show. And it was on Instagram. I went onto Instagram. It was the top of my Instagram notifications. And it said that Emma Nolan posted on Threads for the first time.
I got that too.
Did you?
Yeah. She will be fuming.
I don't think she knows.
Did all of her followers get that?
Can you imagine? So basically, if you don't know what Threads is, right? Threads was an app set up by Mark Zuckerberg to kind of counter X or Twitter.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like Elon Musk, basically. He wanted his own Twitter. And it's basically the exact same from what I've seen. I have never downloaded Threads. It wasn't available in Ireland for a long period of time.
No.
Because of data.
Which I think is kind of like the downfall of it.
It was.
Aside from it being kind of irrelevant, but it's like the moment passed.
Yes,
I
agree.
We all forgot about it.
The reason it didn't get popular here at all is because for months the EU were like, no, we're not bringing it in because it takes too much data. And then basically it's connected to your Instagram. So if you can't delete Threads without deleting your Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So once you set it up, it's there.
They really messed it up.
Yeah.
To be honest, in my opinion. So that's what Threads is. It's exactly like Twitter. It was just set up. It's completely by a different person. But there you go. So kind of slowly but surely, people have been downloading it and things like that.
I'd say very slowly but surely.
But like, Instagram keeps giving me like stories or just like posts. And it's like, here's what you're missing on Threads. I'm like, right, I'm clearly not missing anything.
Yeah, I'm like, that's like a half-baked tweet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what Threads is. Emma Nolan has posted on Threads for the first time. I thought it would be funny if we guessed what did Emma Nolan post on Threads?
Oh, very good.
Time? Because we know Emma Nolan. We've worked with her for a long time. I've known Emma for like 7 years. Yeah. You know what I mean? You've known her for about 2 years now at this point, and I feel like we kind of know her.
Every day. Well. Yeah, of course we
do. She's a very, you know, she's...
You listening know Emma.
Yeah, exactly. She's a nice girl. She's a horse girl. She's a, you know, she's a girly girl.
Can we explain just that she's a girl who likes horses?
Yeah, she's a horse girl.
She's a horse girl. She's a nice girl.
No one's thinking she's secretly a horse when I say that.
But it just can't be assumed. We cannot assume anything. The other thing is she doesn't post on Twitter ever.
No, she doesn't.
Never tweets. So it's extremely unusual.
She does if it's like a sunset or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
She'll be like, wow, Dublin, looking amazing.
Or she might retweet something, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So we're curious, what do you think that Emma has posted for the first time on Threads? 087-711-103. You know her personality. What could it potentially be?
Yeah.
Have you any thoughts?
I have a feeling, so because Emma was on the island of Whiddy over the weekend with all of her family and friends, I think she may have posted a photo on Threads, which is kind of goes against probably it being on Threads.
Yes.
Of a sunset or something nice. There was some post she put up of the moon rising on Whiddy. And I think the caption will just be Whiddy and a love heart.
Okay, very good. Whiddy love heart.
Yeah.
And a picture, okay. So I'm going back to OG Twitter days. Mm-hmm. And I think Emma would tweet something like this. Hey, it's my first Threads. Don't really know what I'm doing here, but hi.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe I'm going for, where it's like, I think it's an introductory tweet. She's going to see, she's testing the waters, see how it does, and then if it does well, she'll post more on Threads. If it didn't do well, she will not be posting on Threads anymore.
I've another thought that when she posted for the first time on Threads...
Someone just texted that I got that notification from Emma too.
No! Oh, Christ.
She's gonna die.
That's all. I am never setting up a Threads for fear of that happening. I think maybe like she was set up in a pub in Whiddy for the match.
Yeah.
And said something like, oh, what is it, Rebels Rising or something? Hashtag Rebels Rising.
Yeah.
All set up here at Whiddy.
Of Cork.
For Cork v. Clare. Something like that.
Yeah. And, or it could be even something like, we know Emma, you know, she's a very sweet person. It could be something like one of her favourite quotes.
Yes.
I'd imagine a live, laugh, love, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's okay to not be okay kind of.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a...
Are we going to reveal the first Threads?
Well, see, this, I'm not downloading Threads.
No, either am I.
However, I think there is one person in the room who does have Threads.
Yeah, we'll reveal after Hosier. Gonna drag this out!
Will you take the plunge and get on Threads?
I'm already on it.
You're already on it?
I've made one post on Threads as well and then abandoned shit.
How come I never got a notification about that?
What was your post on Threads?
I can't remember.
It was definitely, this is my first Thread. Yeah,
100%. Myself and Ash, and apparently...
About
13,000 people got a notification on Instagram last night. That Instagram notification said, Emma Nolan has posted on Threads for the first time. Now, Emma is off today, so she doesn't know that this has happened. I don't think she knows that everyone has got a notification.
She'd be absolutely fuming to learn this, I think.
She would be. Threads is almost like a Twitter, like it was set up by Mark Zuckerberg as opposed to Elon Musk.
Yeah, it's like Instagram, Twitter.
So we've been guessing, what do we think that Emma's very first Threads post was? If it's the exact same as Twitter, you kind of know the vibe of Twitter. What would you post?
Yeah.
So we have the answer because producer Callum has Threads. Neither of us have looked at it, but I'm curious. What is your answer? What are you going with?
My prediction was that Emma posted a photograph, which is kind of against the whole ethos of Threads, I would imagine. I think she posted a photo of the island she was on at the weekend with her family and said, Whiddy and a love heart.
Whiddy and a love heart.
That's right? The name of the island.
It's a good guess.
What's your primary guess?
My primary guess is that Emma will test the waters for Threads, and my guess is that she's posted something like, hey, it's my first Threads post. Not sure what I'm doing, but hey, that kind of
I mean?
Because I feel like everyone did that as their very first tweet.
Yeah. That's probably what I would do on my first Threads post, but I will never download Threads because everyone who follows me will then get a notification that I've posted on Threads.
Very true. So, without further ado, are we ready to find out?
Ooh, the big reveal.
Big reveal. Producer Callum has screenshotted us and sent it to us. And it kind of looks like you were more correct.
Okay, go on. I haven't looked yet.
Okay, so it's a photo of Emma and her two friends, Avian and Blonnet.
Yes.
Are they the BBL girls?
Yeah.
And they're on Whiddy.
Okay,
and the caption is, Island number 3 ticked off the list.
Why could that not have been on Instagram?
Love heart emoji. I forgot to add.
Oh, love heart emoji. Okay, I'm pretty close there.
You got that
is so funny. So she's posted an Instagram on Threads.
Yeah.
For the first time.
She did say she was getting sick of Instagram.
That's true.
There we go.
Taking it to a new platform.
This week on the show, we got holiday vouchers up for grabs with thanks to Club Orange. Real fruit, real club.
Yes, club is for those who want to keep it real with real fruit taste and authentic Irish roots. It's the soft drink that champions realness and authenticity. I'd say a lot of people didn't realise that club was Irish.
I only knew it because my mate is from London, and well, she would say she's Irish, but she's not. And she would always, when we're going over to see her, she'd be like, "Will you bring me club?"
Interesting.
Yeah,
it is the most fresh of the fizzy oranges.
It really is so good. It's
so nice,
top tier. But only one of us has been keeping real. You've heard statements from all three of us, and we're talking to Tracy. Tracy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Really, really good. A Scottish accent. Is it?
Well observed.
Okay, I was like, oh my God, this is so awkward. If she's not Scottish,
it's going to be so bad.
She's from Leash.
Yeah. What part of Scotland are you from, Tracy?
The west of Glasgow.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Is that near Edinburgh or is Edinburgh the east of Glasgow?
That's the east.
Okay. Interesting. So you're not going over for the fringe then, Tracy, no?
No, I've been before. It's real good crack, though.
Yeah, oh. I'd love to go.
It sounds like unreal crack.
Yeah, brilliant. Tracy, what are you up to? Are you on the way to work or what's the story?
Yeah, I'm indeed going to work.
What do you do?
I'm a team leader in a social care house.
Oh, very good.
Okay, get a girl,
amazing.
Team lead, baby.
Fair play.
And Tracy, have you much annual leave left?
You know what? I stop on Friday for 2 weeks annual leave.
Oh, amazing. Nice.
Are you doing anything nice with your time, Tracy?
I was going to go to Clare for a couple of days with the kids.
Lovely. Okay, good stuff. Well, we want to give you a 200 euro holiday voucher now, Tracy, but you have to do one thing for us. You have to decide which one of us is real. Let's go through those statements again.
So here's Emma.
Post Malone once replied to a DM I sent him with the love heart eyes emoji.
So that's Emma's statement. My statement is that I once rode on the back of a giraffe. And Aisling?
Mine is that I am the highest ranked female pinball player in Ireland.
So only one of us is telling the truth, Tracy. Who do you think is telling the truth?
Oh, it's Ash.
It's Ash.
100%.
Why do you think that now? Do you think I've got great dexterity in my fingers?
Because your boyfriend plays pinball and you always go to the pinball tournaments and sure, I listen every day.
Oh, we got an OG.
Oh, Tracy is a real one. Oh, Tracy, you won that 200 euro voucher. Of course you're right. Of course I am the highest ranked female pinball player in Ireland. Duh.
Of course she is. Tracy, congratulations. 200 euro holiday voucher is on the way to you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Tracy. Have a good week.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye. Good luck.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but some people actually voted Dave.
Did I?
That you rode on the back of a giraffe.
Look, I live a bizarre life.
And we've only heard it 2 years into the show for the first time.
It only happened last week.
Because of club.
We play again tomorrow at 7:30.
Nine.
9:30.
Here we go. Wake up in my bed, I just wanna have a good day. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning.
Good morning. What's happening? 4 minutes past eight. We're Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just Dave and Aisling.
And it's a nice day out there. It is Monday, but it's bloody lovely out there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So perk up now. So cheer up. Relax. I'm joking.
Someone listening to this is having an awful morning. It's going, shut up.
You've no idea.
You have no idea.
Four kids hanging out to me, you brat. I got influenced at the weekend.
No.
But not by an influencer, by my friend.
Oh, okay.
Who is all the way over in New Zealand. But it was so easy how it happened. And I think it's like the definition of how influencing is a thing. She posted a picture and it was like something. It was like something out of the National Gallery.
Oh.
It was a photograph of a stack of pancakes that she had made.
A stack of pancakes. That's very American.
But they weren't the American pancakes.
Oh.
They were the Irish style thin pancakes.
Little crepes.
Little crepes. And I was immediately sold. And all I could think about was when was I going to make my own stack of pancakes.
Okay.
So then on Saturday morning, I went for a run and I came back. And I whipped up the batter and then I hopped in the shower and then I came out and I made a full...
I was like, that's a weird place to make pancakes.
Sorry, no. I let the batter sit while I got in the shower. Like, I didn't even... I was soaking wet because it was lashing rain. I was like, whoop, got in the shower and came out and I made the entire batch of pancake mix all for a party of one. Thank you very much.
Nice.
I had four pancakes to myself.
Yeah. And did you have them like a stack? Did you like? Did you eat them?
I actually didn't. I had them in rolls.
I always find it interesting. I would roll it as well.
Yes, it's not practical. No, to you're have dead it right.
But also, how are you meant to do like the butter and sugar on a stack?
Flat,
on a flat, yeah, on a stack.
Exactly, and they're gonna go cold.
Yeah, dead right.
I felt like her picture was nice and all, but I was like, that's not practical at all. So I had 4 pancakes to myself. When I say I couldn't move, and I had chunks of butter on each one.
Did you?
And spoons of sugar on each one. I was going multiple of the big spoon on each pancake and like going back for more slices of real butter.
The dream.
Oh.
I really, honestly, I would have put money on... There's always someone in the world who ruins pancakes. I thought it would be you. I thought it would be like, what do you have in your pancake? Oh, I love a bit of ice cream and banana.
Kale.
Yeah.
Would you agree it is kind of Sabrina Carpenter's world and we're all living in it right now?
We're just living in it.
And yeah, it's been that way for, I want to say, like 2-3 months.
Yeah, it really, she's the biggest star like on the planet. I think, well, obviously if you're Taylor Swift and stuff,
I know,
like that, but like she's getting there.
Of the newbies, she's announced a 3-arena date for next March. Tickets on sale this Friday. Yeah. I'll be hopping on Ticketmaster for
that.
That's
really cool because she's dating an Irish fella.
Yeah, she's going out with Barry Keoghan.
Yeah.
She got to the hottest wing on Hot Ones.
Did she?
She got to number 10.
I didn't watch that yet.
I just saw a clip of her getting through all 10. Yeah, I want to watch the full thing. And she's on an ad for the Paris Olympics. Did you see that?
I did. Is this the laugh one?
Yes, it's unbelievable. She does the most believable laugh I've ever heard.
Evil laugh.
Oh, it's so good.
It's amazing.
So she will be winning an Oscar soon.
Yeah.
And one could argue that Sabrina Carpenter, unbeknownst to her, is saving lives.
Okay.
Because, did you know, her single, Please, 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 is a perfect song to perform CPR to.
No.
Yeah.
Is this the pressing of the chest?
So obviously when you do CPR, you do those compressions and you blow into the mouth. And the beat of Please, Please, Please is the perfect song to do a compression to. Have a listen. Please, 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 don't prove I'm right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow.
Yeah, it's the perfect amount of beats. And there's actually loads of songs that are really good to do CPR to. So
that'd be dangerous now because I'd be like, please, please.
It's like, please.
No, hold on, I have this. Please, please, please.
Don't bring me. That's so funny. No, to the beat, please. So for CPR, it's recommended that you give 100 to 120 compressions a minute.
Okay.
So therefore, when they're teaching people CPR, they suggest that you listen to a song with 100 to 120 beats per minute.
Very cool.
In it, so that you can get the timing right. Because like that, like how would you know how many... is 100
yeah, of course,
compressions
no, you're
per
not
minute.
Count, yeah.
If you've seen The Office,
yes,
you'll know that they that this song works as well.
Oh, I can already feel myself saving lives.
I know, I'm doing it. So that's the Bee Gees, Staying Alive.
Four,
which
one.
Is kind of the perfect song because of the title.
Yeah, that's what they always say, isn't it? The Bee Gees Staying Alive.
Yeah, that's the one I think that they use traditionally for CPR training.
In The Office, aren't they like, first I was afraid, I was petrified.
yeah, not that one. Another song with an appropriate title that works for CPR is this one.
Get the beat on that,
that
one.
That is a fray, How to Save a Life. I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't know why we're doing them in fours, but that feels faster.
It does.
I think than the Bee Gees. So maybe for a younger patient.
Every single time I picture people doing it to the lyrics, How to Save.
Don't.
It's so slow.
We need to scratch that from your brain. This is not the way forward, okay? We're not medical professionals, but I know that's so wrong. My girl Beyonce is out there saving lives.
Of course she is.
With Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas.
Oh!
Ain't no hold'em.
That's a beat.
I can do that one.
Yeah. Lay our cards down,
down, down, down. Oh, yeah. I could save.
That's a pretty safe bet, I think.
I think that would probably be my choice. I feel like I know the beat.
The only thing
Texas, boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Boom. The only thing I'd be afraid of is that I'd go extra hard on the woo, crack their sternum or something.
Yeah.
And finally, if somebody did CPR to me on this song, I don't think I would come back.
Oh,
Someone doing that on your chest, you'd be like, shut the hell up.
When is this going to end? That is a legitimate CPR song, though, too.
Really?
Yes, Baby Shark.
Okay, well, that's, to be fair, it is quite catchy.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't forget it.
No.
Baby Shark.
Don't ever pass out around Dave. Mentioned recently on the show that my Google account is out of storage.
Oh yeah, constantly.
I'm constantly getting emails saying my Gmail's 100% full. Yeah. I can no longer send emails, etc. And then I have to go delete emails. So
it sounds like a nightmare.
It is. It's awful. It's a like daily struggle.
€2 a month, and you will have never this problem. You'll never have this problem again.
I will not pay. I'm constantly chasing my tail.
I'll give you the €2 a month.
I'm always going through all my emails to delete. And recently, I found the mother load, and I got some. I found some gems in my old inbox.
Okay.
So when I was in college, I used to work in this restaurant in Naas. And I was in college in Galway, and I used to come home every weekend to Kildare to work in the restaurant at the weekends and whatever, and for summer. And the restaurant...
Isn't it awful what we have to do?
I know!
I mean, would your parents not give you some money?
God, I hadn't a second to wipe my bum.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't choose to be here.
No, we didn't. That's true. Just didn't ask to be born.
Give us some feckin' money.
I'm slaving away in Naas. Lovely restaurant, getting free food. But I worked there, yes, as I said, for 3 years. The restaurant has since closed down. But I found all these emails that used to come through with our roster every week. So the manager would send out the roster. Right. And almost every week or every other week, there was a really passive aggressive note left in the email for all staff.
Love.
And looking back, it just made me laugh at the stuff you're putting up with, like the absolute arrogance of
really?
The emails. Yeah, they're so passive aggressive,
right?
Amazing. I'll start with something that's like small, but just so annoying.
Yeah.
It was like, remember, Punchestown is the 26th to 30th of April, so I cannot give any time off in between those dates, so don't ask, !! Smiley face.
Oh my God.
So don't ask.
Oh my God.
Smiley face. Oh, so annoying. We had this one. If you are taking a booking, caps locks, leave 2 hours between each table, !! I actually don't know how many times I have to tell people this. If you feel that this task is too much for you and you are overwhelmed by the thought of taking a booking, please don't. Just give the phone to somebody else.
Oh my God.
Isn't it hilarious?
This mad thing.
And there was like college students, but also like full adults. With this was their full-time job working there, having to deal with this, right? Another one, which was just so unreasonable.
You're getting hot just thinking about it.
I'm back there. I think I've said it to most of you at this stage, but if you have any issue at all, please come and talk to me in the office. I can't be expected to remember a comment that may have been said in passing to me. I cannot sort something out for you if I am unaware of it. !!
Oh my God.
It's the !! That were...
Yeah.
Crazy, okay?
See, that'd be me as a manager now. I'd be doing !! But I wouldn't be doing them in a mean way. It's just I use !! A lot.
I use it for fun.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used a full stop.
Yeah, I actually use it so I don't come across bad.
A full stop to me is terrifying.
Yeah, so scary. We have this one. Breakfasts. There is no need to offer different types of eggs or toast to every customer on weekends. Trading items on breakfast is ridiculous at times. We can't trade a tomato for a sausage. Use your common sense.
Why not?
Because it's not the same thing, David.
Oh my God, I hate this person.
So you're just like, oh cool, my roster's come through. And then you're like, was this me? Every single week, right? Another one. We need to start upselling our products. If you are in during the week and are sitting people, don't rush ahead of them. Slam the menus on the table and walk away. There's one or two who are doing this and it looks so unprofessional. It's a terrible way to start off the night for a customer.
Oh my God.
Immediately you're like, am I the one or two?
Yeah, is it me?
Yeah. And then this last one I think is downright illegal.
Oh, go on.
This threat, right?
This one.
Everyone needs to start clocking in and out properly. It's ridiculous at this stage. People still cannot get this right. From now on, if you forget to clock in or out, I will not be spending my time on a Monday fixing it. So that means if you've done a 35-hour week and it's showing up as 25 hours, you will be paid for the 25 hours in capital letters. Oh. Start clocking in and out!
Oh my God. The clock in, clock out system is one of the worst things in a company's ever set up.
Look at the bloody timetable and see what time I got in and out at.
Yeah, ridiculous. Check the CCTV.
Mean.
Ridiculous.
I was actually in a bar yesterday, and on the wall beside the bar, where the bar staff were, in big capital letters, "Don't forget to clock in and out."
Oh God, I hate.
Oh, shut up.
Managers like that are awful. I was having a look through my emails there. I have one, a very, very passive aggressive, from an old boss of mine who is actually just a close friend of mine now.
Like, oh, okay. It all worked out.
I was very brand new. It was my very first radio show ever.
Right? Oh, it was radio gig.
I was very young.
Okay. Right?
And he sent me an email. And basically the night before I was on a show, and I brought my girlfriend at the time into studio with me.
Ooh, that's a bit raunchy.
Nothing else, nothing going on. She was just coming to mine after
okay.
the show.
So brought her in to have a look.
Yeah, literally, look, have a look. This is me doing the show, and then we left.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he sent me an email. "Hi, David. When you were working in Dunn Stores, were you allowed to bring your girlfriend into work?" I don't think so. "You are here to do a job with as little distraction as possible. Please let me know prior to your shift if you want to bring someone into studio. Thanks."
OMG.
I'm back there. I need to screenshot that and send it to me. Look, what were you like?
That was so mean.
That was awful.
I was only young. Oh, that's so cruel. I'll read
you there sometime. Like, sorry, Ash.
Sorry, I'm over here.
Hello,
thank
sorry.
You. I'm only joking. I was reading there some passive-aggressive emails that I got from my old boss when I used to work in a restaurant when
I'm
I was in
college.
I'm waiting
for mine to come in. "Hi, David, please put all microphones up."
Yeah. When you're on air. And it's actually just reminded me of probably the most passive-aggressive thing that ever happened to me in a job. And it was when I worked in a restaurant on my J1. I was over in Ocean City in Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
And we worked in this Italian restaurant, and the owners were absolutely mental. And there was this guy who was one of the waiters like me, and he was a bit stinky.
Oh no.
Because it used to be like 30 degrees, really humid.
Yeah.
And he used to come into work every day on a skateboard wearing his work uniform, right?
Wow.
So he wouldn't change. He'd be dripping in sweat by the time he came in. And then it would settle and he'd be stinking.
Oh my
in fairness,
God.
Yeah. So one day the manager called a meeting of all the servers. And literally, no beating about the bush, she said, "From now on, I don't want to see anybody walking into work in their work uniform. You all have to come in your home clothes and change in the bathrooms. There is a person who comes in here who is so stinky that it is actually turning customers off their food."
Oh my God.
"There is one person in here who is so stinky that all of us have to obey these new regulations in order to combat the stink of this person," whatever.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
The most awkward thing ever, because she addressed the whole room saying this, then pulled the guy aside and said it to him directly. He comes up to me about 5 minutes later, just comes up to me, sidles up to me and just goes, "Do I smell?" I was actually like, "I'm 21, man. I can't do this. I'm just on my J1. I don't know."
So that's where it comes from, because I've asked Ash multiple times, "Do I smell?" And she always goes, "No." But I'm always like, "Do I?" I'd be like, "Would you tell me if I smell?"
Dave's biggest fear is that he smells and no one's telling him. I'll never tell, man. I can't do it. It's too hard.
Thank God we have producer Callum in the room and would 100% tell
us. He would 100% tell.
I have a request, okay? So I need your help on this. 087-711-103 voice notes, please. I want to get ripped.
Right? Okay.
I'm sick of like going on holidays during the summer and then like looking down the mirror and not being ripped.
How is a voice note going to help with that?
So here's my thought process. Obviously, I'm looking for people who are ripped, who have gotten ripped, but not in like the conventional way.
Okay.
Because I was obviously in Lanzarote a couple of weeks ago, right? For the 2 months before that trip to Lanzarote, I was doing exercises non-stop because I wanted to have abs for my trip to Lanzarote, mm-hmm. right? Because I wanted to look good in swimming shorts by the pool.
Fair.
Do you know what I mean? Don't know why. It's not as if I talk to anyone. But I just wanted to look decent.
You wanted to look good for Ben, your housemate, yeah. who you went with.
Just in case he was taking photos, I wanted to be look hedged.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. That's natural.
I was doing them exercises for 2 months. It didn't make it. Tap a difference. Now that probably is all the takeaways and things like that.
And just so we are aware, how long did you spend a day doing the exercises?
About 20 minutes.
Okay. But that's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, with 10. Sorry, it'd be
but
like a 10
know,
minute session.
People and doing 10. Sessions in the gym be yeah. going for a lot longer.
Yeah, they would be 100%. However, I've realised I hate the gym.
Okay.
I hate doing those exercises.
Yeah, I do too.
It's awful. Like, people are like, push, push. I'm like, no, I can stop now if I want to.
Yeah, what if I injure myself?
Yeah, it's so much easier to not do the exercises than it is to do the exercises. However, I still want to be ripped. And I understand that this is a tough thing, and I know it's very, oh, that's so Dave. Of course he wants all the benefits without putting the work in. Yes. I do.
Here I am.
I'm just a guy standing in front of someone asking them to make me ripped without having to put in any work.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of the unconventional ways people have gotten ripped. So, like, and if you could let me know, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
087-711-103. Is it maybe like bouncing on a bouncy castle? Is it maybe like
trampolining?
Is it just bouncing in general? Is that how I lose weight?
How about skipping?
Skipping is fun. I do enjoy skipping. I don't think it would make me ripped though.
Right. So you want to get ripped whilst having fun?
That's basically it. I want to get ripped while having a great time.
Have you ever heard of sport?
Yeah, I have. I love sport, but I don't get ripped from it.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean,
fair.
I play football. I play tennis. I'm still looking down. I'm like, where's that six pack?
Yeah,
of course
enough.
I don't have a six pack. I'm not eating well, and I'm, you know what I mean, not doing anything for the actual abs. So I'm curious, is there a way to get ripped while having fun?
You're gonna get the CrossFits in here now, telling you the CrossFit is fun.
Oh, shut up.
In advance.
Just immediately. If you're in the middle of sending a voice note about CrossFit, just delete that. No.
You've got out half the listenership there. Do you want to get ripped whilst having fun?
Yes, please. I think it could be possible. I see people on like TikTok sometimes and I'm like, you don't have time for the gym. Do you know what I mean? And yet you look like that. Mm. That's not fair. So yeah, I'm curious. Is there a way to get ripped while having fun?
Okay.
087-711-103. Voice notes are welcome on this, please. Have you any suggestions?
I think we'll all learn something from this.
Okay.
I'm excited to hear.
You also want to get ripped while having fun? Oh,
absolutely. Like, it's one of life's
dream. I'm helping out everyone.
Goals.
I am trying to reap benefits without doing any work. Shock.
Again.
It's worked for me so far in life.
Here you are.
Here I am.
Somehow.
So basically, I want to get ripped while having fun, because I've been trying to get ripped before. I tried to get ripped before Lanzarote for, like, I know, by the way, that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but I was doing exercise for 2 months and I expected to see such a massive difference when I eat the way I do and I live the way I live.
Yeah, and not changing anything else about your life.
Exactly. So I did exercises for like 20 minutes a day, like every single day before Lanzarote. Saw no difference, really. Mm. I did feel a little bit better, but who cares about that? It's all about what you look like. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I want to get ripped while having fun, because I realised while doing these exercises, I feckin' hate this gym. It's just awful. I just don't like it. I understand people love it. And even my boss is texting me now going, go to CrossFit. That's not fun for me. That's hell.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. So I'm looking to do things that are fun that'll get me ripped. Suggestions, please. 087-711-103.
Natasha's gotten in touch now. This is a slow burn. You're kind of playing the long game with this one. But Natasha says, have a kid. You won't have time to eat and you run around all day.
Okay.
Is it fun though, Natasha?
Yeah.
Crucially, is it fun? I don't know.
I actually really, but I think it would do me worse.
Yeah, and do you have 9 months to wait? You need to be ripped right now, apparently.
Grace has a suggestion for me, do you? Oh, sorry, you're there. Grace, you have a suggestion for me?
I do, absolutely. Now, you might get a little bit embarrassed doing it with your sticky socks on, but it's worthwhile. It's reformer Pilates.
Reformer Pilates.
You know what? Tell me more, because I've heard about this a lot and I'm dying to know what it actually is.
What's with the sticky socks?
It's the best thing ever. Honest to God, it changes everyone's body so much. So it's a bit expensive, but it's these like mad machines and you have to kind of just go with it. You're going to fall off, you're going to look like a bit of a clown at the start, but then it's so worth it. And you have to wear little sticky socks to get your grip on the bars and use all these different weights, but it's really, really fun. It's like 45 minutes, they play good music, there's not many in the class, and men and women do it. It's great.
Really? Do men do it?
Yeah, a few.
Okay.
So you might be a bit outnumbered by women, but like...
That's fine. I'm always...
He's okay with being
Grace,
the token
I'm
man.
Always,
that's what he is on this show
I'm
too,
always,
huh?
Always outnumbered by women, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But that sounds fantastic. So what is it? Like, what you said something about to stick to the bar.
Yeah, so you're lying down on this machine and the machine moves and like you're kind of using weights with your arms and putting like your legs in these long straps that are weighted and like spinning your legs around in circles.
Stop.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's brilliant.
And you're doing actual Pilates moves while on this machine. Because I've done a bit of Pilates.
Pilates moves. And like your body be so sore after, and completely changes your stomach and your abs and everything.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Are you ripped?
Yeah. Pardon?
Are you ripped, Grace?
Nothing too bad, I don't think.
Oh, that's great. I'll take that.
I am absolutely 100% sold. This sounds amazing. Although I was talking to a girl the other day and she was like, oh yeah, I do Pilates. Haha, that'd be funny if you also did Pilates. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to do Pilates.
No, just make sure it's reformer you do, not normal Pilates, or you might fall asleep.
Okay, it's more manly, is it? Reformer.
Yeah, a bit more manly.
It's like
yeah.
Transformers.
Grace, thank you so much. I genuinely really appreciate that. That's perfect. See you later.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. That's kind of exactly what I'm looking for.
Perfect. We're 100%. All going to do reformer Pilates.
This is great. If you have any more suggestions for us, 087-711-1038. Basically, I'm trying to get ripped while having fun because I've realised that exercising, not for me. Like doing full-on gym works out, hate them. Can't boring. Stand them. Boring as hell. And I just really, really dislike them. So I'm trying to get ripped while having fun. So far, and the suggestions we've had, have a kid. Great.
Yeah, we didn't really pay much heed to that one.
We had reformer Pilates, which genuinely sounds quite interesting.
Yep.
And Andrew was on.
I saw this thing on TikTok where you wear these bouncy shoes, like a shoe with a spring on it, and your instructor is a guy dressed up as a wolf, and you're like dancing to a wolf song while bouncing. Looks pretty fun. I'm sure you'd enjoy that, Dave. Seems like a type of thing you would do.
I love you, Andrew.
First off, what side of TikTok is Andrew on?
So you're on these bouncy shoes and a wolf is chasing you?
Are you like the three little piggies? Is that what? Is that because I don't, I'm
not
ripped?
It screams, Dave. But it definitely sounds fun. I don't know about getting you ripped. I was going to suggest like just a good old fashioned dance class, bit of Zumba or something like that.
Oh, yeah, very good.
I think, is Zumba still happening? Is Zumba still popping
was
up?
Was Zumba cancelled? Are the kids still doing Zumba, are they?
Or is that cancelled?
Everybody in the dress room.
All right, here we go.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Emma, Dave and Ashley.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Good morning. 5 minutes past nine. We're Emma, Dave and Ashley. It's just myself and Ash this morning.
Good
Emma,
morning.
Back tomorrow. I feel like I'm getting old.
Uh-oh.
And I'm starting to notice tiny little things in the way I say things or just the way my body's working.
I know why you're saying this now, because Emma's not here and all the grief you've given her about getting old.
Exactly, yeah. But she's ancient.
This is just like a little bit old.
Yeah, this is just a little bit old. No, for example, I left the house with my housemates the other day. We were going to go to the pub for one and we walked past a house that had just done up their driveway and I was like, now that's lovely. That's really, really nice. I'm complimenting driveways now. That's the kind of...
Yeah, paving.
Yeah, that's the kind of time I've got to in my life. But also, each night, the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I went to bed bleeding from a different part of my body. Bleeding for like 30 to 45 minutes. Remember when you were a kid and you get yourself cut and you'd be done bleeding in like 2 seconds? 45 minutes of bleeding.
That's actually really concerning, yeah.
Yeah, right. I thought so too. So on Friday, I had a nosebleed.
Okay.
Yeah, ladies, I'm single too.
For 30 to 45 minutes?
Just constant gushing.
Wow.
It wasn't 45 minutes. It was actually a lot less than that, but it was gushing for a long
period. Ages, yeah.
No idea why. Just decided to happen. Saturday, nicked myself shaving, didn't I? And it was just constant. Like, the amount of tissue I went through to just... It was a tiniest little bit of... Like, tiniest little nick.
You know, wouldn't clot.
No, and it just wouldn't stop. And then last night, came home, got into bed. I was like, Grant, I'm not bleeding. Achoo. Bit my tongue. And it bled. And you can't really put tissue on your tongue.
No.
It bled for 45 minutes. I was there like, I'm trying to go to sleep.
And all I can taste is iron.
It was not good.
Oh, no.
So I'm getting old. It is time to move to 98FM.
Hello, can I have a job at 98FM? I'm bleeding all over. I've discovered my next destination holiday.
Oh.
My name is Aisling Bonner. And in 2025... I'm going to visit Bon Bon Land.
Ah, very cool. Never heard of it. I think you've made it up.
No, I absolutely didn't. I wish. Bon Bon Land is being described as the world's weirdest theme park.
Oh, cool.
Which I would go to anyway, because that sounds fun, but also the fact that it's kind of named after similar to myself. That's even more enticing. So Bon Bon Land is in Denmark. It was set up back in 1991, so it's been around for a while, by a Danish sweet maker. His name was Michael Spangsberg.
Of course it is.
Spangsbergland would have been fun too.
Yeah.
Spangland. He was quite Roald Dahl-esque in his kind of products and his inventions. So he had boiled sweets. That was kind of what he specialised in.
Gross.
And they had really weird names. Yeah, boiled sweets is like the most...
Are they the bullseyes and stuff like that? Is that what they are?
Like now? Just any sort of sucky sweet kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the names on his sweets were things like seagull droppings. Pee diapers.
Oh my God.
Earwax and large boobs. That was the name of one of them. You'd love them. Cheap joke.
Cheap joke.
He had so much demand from kids wanting to visit the factory where large boobs and pee diapers were made. But he had issues with health and safety, so he couldn't constantly have kids coming into the factory. Extremely Willy Wonka-esque.
Yeah.
So he decided to open a theme park, and thus Bon Bon Land was born.
Amazing.
There are over 60 rides in Bon Bon Land, and the names of them are fantastic. So they're kind of like in the same vein as some of the sweets.
Okay.
And then there's, on the website, there's like the name of the ride and there's kind of like a description. And some of the descriptions are kind of funny because it's like translated from Danish or whatever.
Yeah.
So we've got Victor the Water Worm. And the description is, for the little speed demons. It's creepy.
That's weird. That's weird.
There's beaver rafting.
That's another weird one.
Yeah, beaver rafting. Try the longest beaver rafting course in the Nordic countries. Enticing.
Did you translate these?
No, this is what the website says.
Amazing.
There's one called Dragon, but it's D-R-A-G-E-N. Dragon.
Dragon.
And yeah. It says, Dragon slithers around Bon Bon Land, so just jump on. I love these.
It's amazing.
Yeah. There's a log flume ride. You know those kind
I
of
love
flume
them. Yeah,
ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, called the Water Rat.
Yes, nice.
Which I like. And then my favourite is named after one of his sweets that I didn't tell you the name of yet. It's called Dog Fart Roller Coaster, named after the sweet Dog Farts.
Wow.
Customers travel through huge heaps of dog poo while listening to fart sounds. And it uses dog farts to add extra speed at different points in the coaster.
What in God's name?
I'm going to Bon Bon Land.
And you can't
and
stop
And maybe
me.
We'll bring like all of our listeners with us. So we might do a show trip over to Bon Bon Land. But it kind of got me thinking about different like concepts for roller coasters that I'd love to see.
Oh yeah?
I wouldn't mind being on a roller coaster like maybe called the Jockey that emulates what it would feel like to be a jockey at the Grand National.
Okay.
Or else I'd love to go on a roller coaster. I think there's a great concept called Push, and it replicates the feeling of being born.
Being born and not giving birth.
No, being born.
Okay, great,
yeah, complete with slime.
Yeah.
Pass through the placenta. Then come out, when you come out through the end of it, it's extremely bright.
And are you saying it gives you the feeling of that, or is it like it's literally the sensation of here's where you're in the birth canal, you're in...
Yeah, like you go through all the different areas and then you blast through the you-know-what at the end and you're in like a bright flashing light and everyone starts crying.
Yeah, okay, I'm vibing with
I like
that.
It. Any coaster you'd love to go on?
I've always wanted to go on one that would like emulate New York. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Oh yeah, very
just,
cool.
Just like open buildings and things like that. Or like, do you know, this is stupid now, but you know when you get a new phone? I want a roller coaster that gives me the feeling of when I buy a new phone. It's like,
interesting.
Oh God, it's so exciting. It's that feeling of, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
Do you know,
if a roller coaster could do that, that'd be fantastic.
It would be fun to be on a roller coaster that was a phone and you go into all the different apps. I don't know how you're going to do that.
You've won.
But yeah, Bon Bon Land for the win.
That'll be their next one, I guarantee it. Do you ever have a really jammy person in your life?
Yeah.
A really, really jammy person, like someone. And it, by the way, if you can't think of one, then it's you. You're the jammy person and people hate you for it.
Yeah, yeah.
People are just, I think, really jealous of you for it.
I actually was thinking of me.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. I win every raffle.
You do win every raffle.
I have done since I was a kid. I win all the raffles.
And there is another person that I know who wins every single raffle that's probably he's ever done. And that is my father.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
He took all the jammy gene.
Yeah, he took every bit of that gene. He is the luckiest man I know.
Really?
Honestly, I think he might be more lucky than you. He's just jammy. I think he lives his life, and sorry, Dad, if you're listening, but he lives his life, not a care in the world. He just lives it, he's happy out.
It's a great way to be.
It's a really, really good way to be. But because of it, I think he just attracts luck, good luck. So, for example, he was at the golf in Scotland the other day at the Open. And he bought same day flights and things like that. He texted me literally 2 days before he left and he was like, can you get me spin ponchos? And I was like, sure. And so I sent them off in the post or whatever, and they arrived literally, I think, maybe an hour before he left the airport.
I love how he like needed you to post him ponchos.
Yeah, I know. I could have drove him down to him, like it's only 40 minutes down the road, but
or
I was like,
could have gone to the shop and bought them.
Yeah, he could have done that, but no.
Yeah, okay.
He gets them free for me. So off he went, and I swear I was watching the telly and there he was in the pink ponchos.
Stop.
With four of his friends.
Did you see him?
I think I did because I saw three people in pink ponchos. And I was like, who the hell is pink ponchos at the golf?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? So I was like, I was really, really certain. So there we go. He's been on TV before me and I'm in the media.
And I'm mad.
He's coming back from Scotland the same day, right? And he texts me and he says, can you sort this for me? And it's a Ticketmaster email. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So he's obviously transferring me something. Mm. And I'm like, is this for me? It's a ticket to the All-Ireland Hurling Final. Cork versus Clare. My dad's from Cork, right? And I'm like, sorry, what is this? And he's like, it's a ticket to the All-Ireland Hurling Final. And I'm like, is this... What is this for me? What am I meant to do with this? And he sends me a screenshot of his phone being like, I can't download it because he's in the UK or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay. So I download it. I transfer it to me and he's just like, cool. I'm pretty sure the only reason he did that was to tell me he had a ticket.
Yeah, in a really nonchalant way.
Because I was
sort
like...
Sort that for me.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I can't screenshot this and send it to you. He was like, all right, send it back. So I was like, he literally just dangled a ticket in front of me.
So it was in your account for a hot second,
and then
you transferred it back to
and
him.
And then back to Don, right? Hogan Stand, that his friend got him the ticket.
Stop.
And his friend's company also have a box.
Ah, no.
And Don was in the box.
He was in the box.
And he drove up to Croke Park, and Mam texts into group chat, and she says, where did you park? And I know he may as well probably park on Hill 16. Because that man finds parking. Every single place we go, he finds it outside the door.
No way.
He couldn't have been closer to Croke Park. People who live there...
Didn't get a spot.
And he got the spot.
Stop.
So close to Croke Park. Every single time.
Wow.
But this happens all the time. If we're going to a restaurant, he'll get it right outside the door. If we're going to the shop and he wants like a certain jacket, he'll get the last one in his size. Last one he wants. And it's just those jammy people in your life. And there it is.
He couldn't have passed the luck onto the Cork team, though, yeah, no.
No, none of that. No, he wasn't that lucky.
No, he wasn't that good.
He wasn't that lucky, thankfully.
He fell at the final hurdle.
So, yeah, I would like to be my dad when I'm older.
Good for Don.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him. More power to him.
So
share it around, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be nice. That's not my name. That's not my name. What?
Time to get the phone book out because we're going to start guessing people's names and we've got no imagination of our own.
Are you old enough for a phone book?
No, I mean the phone book in your phone.
Oh,
my contacts,
okay. Sorry, the contact
I suppose.
No,
sorry, yeah. Yes. This is a game called That's Not My Name. We get three people on. And with no hints or clues, we're just simply going to guess their name. We're just going to pluck names out of the sky. And if we guess your name correctly today, we will give you 10 IMC cinema passes. If we get your name wrong, you got to sigh and say, that's not my name. But if we get it right, you exclaim, that's my name.
Ooh, that'll be exciting today. We have three callers on the line who have each sent us a voice note of their name. We're going to play you out that voice note. However, we are not going to listen to it, obviously, because that would be kind of pointless.
That would ruin the whole game.
Ruin the game. So our headphones are going to come off. You are the only person who's going to be able to hear this. Me and Ash will not be able to hear this. Callum, it was sent to Callum. That's how he knows.
Yeah, producer Callum's all across this. Don't worry.
So here we go.
Headphones off.
Headphones are coming off.
My name is Jake.
And let's play.
And we're good to go.
Player one,
how are you?
Oh, good, yourself?
Really, really good. We are going to try and guess your name just from the vibes of you. I am going to guess that your name is Brian.
That's not my name.
Damn it, of course it isn't.
Player one, I'm going to guess that your name is Barry.
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Carl?
That's not my name.
Damn it. Reveal yourself, player one, what's your name?
My name is Jake.
Jake, did you play this before?
I have indeed.
Very good.
I'm pretty sure Emma got it, didn't she?
She did.
We've had a Jake winner before, I remember as well.
Jake, sorry about that.
No, he's a problem.
Have a great day.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
One down, two to go.
All right, let's go to player two's voice note. And it sounds like this, headphones off.
My name is Jennifer.
And let's play.
Player
We're
two.
Good to go. How's things?
Not too bad. How are you?
Really good.
All right, player two. I'm going to kick it off. And because she's not here, I'm going to say, is your name Emma?
That is not my name.
Oh,
not
your name. Okay. Is your name Fiona?
That is not my name.
Oh. You on Shrek vibes there?
Yeah, I'm going through my phone contacts.
Going through my favourite movies. All right, I'm going through my phone contacts here too, and the first one on my list is the name Aideen.
That is not my name.
That's way too left of field. For God's sake, player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer.
A beautiful name. Beautiful name. Sorry,
so
we didn't
So sorry,
get it.
Jen.
No problem. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Good luck. And now we go to player three.
Headphones off.
My name is Denise.
And let's play
number three. Let's go. Player three, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really, really good. I'm going to try and get your name with just from the vibes. Here we go. Player three, is your name Shannon?
That's not my name.
That's not your name. Player three, is your name Charlotte?
That's not my name.
I know you've won this before, but will you stop with the left of field names?
You never know. Gotta give everyone a chance.
All right. Player three, this is your name. I know this. This is your name. Your name is Rachel.
That's not my name.
Oh, there was a bit of like something in your voice.
There was a little bit. Oh, damn it. Player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Denise.
Denise Van Outen.
Yeah, Denise. It was lovely to talk to you. We're sorry we didn't get you IMC Cinema passes.
Two very excited boys used the car anyway.
Look, you're on the radio. That's a win. What?
What are the boys' names, Denise?
Oh, let me guess.
Will you stop? Do not dare.
They wanted me to put in, but you wouldn't have guessed, Nolan and Shane.
Nolan and Shane. Cool names.
Very, very
lads.
Cool names. Denise, thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck.
Alas, no winner this week.
And you know what? But it doesn't matter. At least we know three more people now.
Exactly. We've made three new friends.
Exactly. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. So 12 IMC Cinema passes to be won when we play again next Monday.
12?
Yeah, it's big.
My God. That's like a €120 voucher for the cinema.
It really is.
I know I keep saying it, but it's a lot of money.
It's huge.
It's my mate Aoife's birthday today, right? Right.
Happy
me and Aoife do this thing where when it's our birthday we send each other a tenner.
Oh, that's cute.
But like it's just kind of constantly we're both at loss of a tenner.
It's the same tenner.
It
goes around.
So I'm kind of like, is that a bit stupid? However, I sent it around Revolut this morning with a happy birthday.
Yeah.
I've got nothing back yet. I'm like, are people not getting my Revolut messages?
Oh, as in like she hasn't said thanks yet?
Yeah, and I'm like, do I need to text her and be like, I sent you something on Revolut there.
Check your Revolut.
Do you know what I mean?
I do get paranoid with that on Revolut sometimes when people don't like immediately reply. Because you can also reply like on Revolut with a message.
This is what I'm saying. I'll just start texting her on Revolut, be like, hello, are you getting me? Are you hearing me?
She's probably just going to be like, that's just the money I gave you 2 months ago, Dave. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thanks. That's not a gift.
Yeah, I remember one New Year's when the clock struck midnight, I was like, it'd be so funny if I send loads of my friends 1 cent and say Happy New Year.
But you can't.
Not one person replied.
You can't. I think you can only send €1 right now.
Oh, I could at the time.
Right,
it was a few
okay
years ago. Got one message back. Wagons.
Michaela's on the way, and we're back tomorrow live from 7. Good luck.
Have a good one.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this. Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.